So we continue Emirat Hashem in Arvid Sochin, Daf Kof Vav Amud Beis 106B, but we're actually picking up Emirat Hashem on 106A. Mishalo Hivdi, Amar B'nei Rabbi Chiya, which is 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Amar B'nei Rabbi Chiya, Mishalo Hivdi Matzei Shabbos, Mavda B'holich V'chala Shabbos Kulo. Whoever didn't make Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos can make Havdalah the rest of the week. V'ad Kama, well, how long? Not the entire week. So how long throughout the week can you do it? Amar B'zera, Ad Revi'i B'Shabbos. Until Wednesday, Kiha Di Yosef Rabbi Zera Kamed Ravasi. Rami de Ravasi came to Rabbi Yochanan. So again, so Rabbi Zera was sitting in front of Ravasi. Others say it was Ravasi sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The Yasavika Amar. And they said as follows. The Inyan Gittin, Chada B'Shabsa, Trey Utlasa Basar Shabsa. When it comes to Gittin, when it comes to ultimately, again, going ahead and creating, Rashi points out, Rashman points out over here, creating a tenai, creating conditions in a get. Like, let's say, for example, Reuven is divorcing his wife, Rachel, and he says, this is your get on the condition that you give me $100 after Shabbos. So when it comes to after Shabbos, the definition of after Shabbos is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Baser Shabbos, Abra V'chamisha Malayoma. So ultimately, again, after Shabbos, right, after Shabbos, Halacha Lamaisa is considered to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And ultimately, again, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Kame Shabbos is considered to be before Shabbos. So therefore, again, what you see from here is therefore the Gabe Havdalah also, it would seem to be that you have up through Tuesday in order to go at Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in order to go out and make Havdalah. Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi, Aval lo al ha'ar. But if you're not making Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, you don't make a bracha borei me'orei ha'ish. Since borei me'orei ha'ish is there to highlight that that malacha was asr on Shabbos and it's mutter after Shabbos, so halacha lemaisa, you can't make borei me'orei ha'ish after Matzei Shabbos. Amra Baruna, Amra Abosei Amud Beis 106b. Hanotel Yadav lo yikadish. If one goes ahead and washes his hands, he can't make kiddush. Rather, again, halacha lemaisa, he has to go out and be yotzei with someone else's kiddush. V'chein Amra Ada Bar Ava, Amra Hanotel Yadav lo yikadish. So, a person who already washed, because again, the logic would seem to be that halacha lemaisa, if you washed already, you can't interrupt with kiddush, as that would be a hefsek. So, therefore, halacha lemaisa, you have to go out and listen to someone else's kiddush. Amra Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Akati Lo Nach Nafshei Derav Shachachilo L'Shmaisesei. So again, so ultimately, again, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said, Rav has not yet died, and already again we've forgotten his teachings. So the Gemara says, Zimnin Sagin Havakaim Mekamei Derav, Zimnin De Chaviva Le Rifta Mekadesh Arifta, Zimnin De Chaviva Le Chamra Mekadesh Achamra. And Rav, interestingly enough, if Rav was in the mood for wine, so he would go ahead and he would make kiddush on wine. But if he was in the mood for bread, he would make kiddush on bread. Now, obviously, if you're making kiddush on bread, how do you do that? You have to wash first. You would wash first, then recite kiddush, and the bracha of Hamotzi, and then the bracha of kiddush, and then eat afterwards. Now, the truth is, this is really not such a chiddush. It's the reason it's mutter is because, remember, the Hamotzi that we make as part of the Su'udah is just that. It's part of the Su'udah. Kiddush is also part of the Su'udah. So therefore, the definition of a hafsek, the definition of an interruption, is something that is extraneous to the meal. But saying that it's part and parcel of the meal ultimately does not constitute a hefsek, and therefore would not be a problem. But this is the meaning of the yakas, right? That the yakas go ahead and wash before kiddush, and ultimately, again, it is not considered to be a hefsek. Amrav huna amrav. Tam eina makadish. This is an interesting case. If a person goes ahead, and let's say on Shabbos night, ate first before kiddush, you don't make kiddush anymore. Once a person has eaten, so again, they've lost the opportunity to go ahead and make kiddush that night. Rather, Rashbam points out that we make kiddush the next day. So Rav Chana Bar Chinuna asks Rav Huna, Ta'am Mao Shiyavdil. What about Abdullah? What about Abdullah? So if a person's time for Abdullah and a person first ate before they made Abdullah, do we say that since you ate, you lost the opportunity for Abdullah? Amrlei ani, or at least opportunity for Abdullah that night. Amrlei, you say back to him, ani omer tam avdol. I said, no, halacha l'maaseh, even if a person ate on Matzei Shabbos before making Abdullah, you still make Abdullah. Ravasi omer tam eno mavdol. And Ravasi said that halacha l'maaseh, if you ate before Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos, you do not go ahead and make Havdalah. Interesting. Interesting. So the Gemara says as follows. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebe Ravasi. So Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba went to the house of Ravasi. What happened? Ishtali. So he forgot. He forgot that he had to make Abdullah first, and he ate something on Masi Shabbos. So Havi le kasava Avdil. They gave him a cup of wine, and he made Abdullah. Amrile devisu. So Ravasi's wife said to Ravasi, Vaha marlo avitachi. But again, normally you don't do this, right? Again, Ravasi normally holds that halach lemaisa tam enom avdil, that if you taste it, if you ate food before Abdullah, that you don't make Abdullah. So his wife actually challenged his practice. Amrullah, he said to her, Shavke kirabe sfirale. Ultimately, again, he said to his wife, Shafke, which literally means leave him alone. But ultimately, again, he was saying, kind of just let me be. Ultimately, again, because halacha lemaisa, just to frame this over here. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba went to the house of Ravasi. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba forgot that it was time for Havdalah, and he went ahead and he ate something. After that, Rabbi Yirmiyah went ahead and made Havdalah. Rav Asi's wife sees what's going on over here, and she says to her husband, but one second, why is Rabbi Yirmiyah doing that? You don't do that, because Rav Asi paskind tam enom avdil, that if you ate, you don't make Havdalah. So Rav Asi says to her, it's okay, Shafke, leave him alone. You know, leave Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba alone. Why? Because at the end of the day, kirah beisvirale, he is paskening like his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rav, and Rav held tam mavdil, that even if you ate, you would still make Havdalah. All right, well, so stop over for today. Shkayach, everyone. Continue, Meretz Hashem, with the next daf, next shir, Kol Tov.